You see, many times they may take them on x-rays, you see. But when you went back to the doctor, couldn't find nothing. Can I get a witness? I wonder, can I get somebody to get up and testify tonight? Come on and shake my hand, say, Reverend Duncan, I know what you're talking about. Can I get somebody? And I'll do somebody that wants to be a witness for the Lord. Just what you want me to do. What do you want from the Lord? Come on and testify, come on.
And Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour, as opposed to the way I've started the shows lately with just one song and then talk. Today I did two songs and then talking because I was texting with my friend Shelly, who is awesome. Everybody in the Detroit, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti scene knows Shelly Salant, she's really helps a lot of great things happen musically around this place. So that's why I went from one scratchy Savoy record. We opened with God Never Fails by the Southwest Michigan State Choir, directed by Maddie Moss Clark on Savoy, into the Total Experience Choir, which is led by Pat Wright out of Seattle, Washington. She had a brief career as an R&B singer because she's a great singer. And then she led the Total Experience Choir when I lived in Seattle up until like 10 years or so ago. She was still doing it there, which is really awesome. And so we heard I Hope to See You There by her. I'm just making sure that that's what we heard. No, I'm sorry. We heard Send Down Your Blessing. That's right. I can remember what we heard. Reverend Isaac Douglas appears a bit on that record. I only have scratched up copies of both of those records. So that's what I played. Today I'm playing things that I picked up a couple days ago at a great shop in Oberlin, called Hanson Records, a great sort of all-over record store, all-purpose record store in Oberlin, Ohio. And we're now going to hear something that I just got there by the Gullet Family. I'm So Glad He Found Me is the name of the record. And I think it's Crumbs from the Table is the name of the song. Thanks so much for listening to Buked and Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Going to play a bunch of stuff and then come back and tell you what we heard at the end. Stay tuned.
Lord bless your children who walk in perfection to man.
But he was talking unto God. I heard Moses said, now Lord, in so many words, I'm out here on your word. Here I am, I came the way you led me, and now here I am on the banks of the Red Sea. I can't go forward, and Pharaoh's army is right close behind me. Turn around. Oh yeah. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I heard God said, stop crying, Moses, and let your mind take a retrospective view a few years ago when you were standing at the burning bush. And I asked you what you had in your hand, and you told me it was a rod. Oh, stop crying on the knee. Walk up to the Red Sea. Stretch forward your hand and use your rod. That's your way out tonight. Good God of mine. I heard tonight you may be in a dead end, a hopeless situation that you want to get out of. I tell you what you ought to do. Go into your secret closet and bow down on your bended knee and say, here I am, Lord, help me. That's all you got to say, help me. I dare you to say it tonight, help me, help me, help me, help me, Lord.
good Lord Almighty, the Lord God loves to hear his people call his name and say, help me. Tell you tonight that God will give you the needed ability, the necessary courage, the sufficient strength, and increase your faith to use that which he's already given you. If you use it, he will do you like he did Moses and plow an exit through all of your Red Sea. Yeah. Yes. If you're living in sin tonight, buried in the depths of sin, you're on a dead-end street. If you're a liar tonight and can't stop lying, you're on a dead-end street. If you're a backbiter tonight and can't quit backbiting, you are on a dead-end street. Oh, yeah. Tell you how to get off of this street. My God will pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. Yeah, yeah. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? It is no secret what God can do, what he has done for others. He'll do the same for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It ain't no secret what God can do. I'm glad that I know God. I'm glad that I met my God at the age of nine, and he's just been walking with me all the days of my life. He's brought me through many Red Seas. He's brought me through many wilderness. He's brought me through many low valleys. He's brought me over many high mountains. Yeah, yes, he's all right. He's all right. I'm glad that no matter what your environment may be, don't be dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Yes. Yes, I'm on my way home tonight. Yes, he'll take care of you on your dead-end street. God will take care of you if you live in Beverly Hills. God will take care of you if you live in Vietnam. God will take care of you if beneath his wing you will abide. God, the rock of ages. God, the high tower. God, the shelter when I go. God, the stone rolling down through Babylon, tearing down the kingdom of the world. God, Joe's war horse pouring in the valley. God, David, Lord have mercy. David's little shepherd. God, Solomon roll of sherry. God, my way out of no way. God, my father that has brought me through. God, that loved me so much. He gave his only son, that whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God will take care of me. Yes, that's why he sent Jesus. That's why Jesus died. On Friday, Jesus died. I'm died on Calvary. Jesus died. Until it got so dark, you could feel it in your own hand. Jesus died until it got so dark. The centurion looked around and said, surely he must have been the Son of the living God. Hey, hey, hey. Then they stopped it from dying until a thief said, Father, when you get in your kingdom, I want you to remember me. Jesus stopped dying and saved that thief and said, this day you can go with me in the paradise. Dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder, said it is finished, and died. Died. But he didn't stay dead. He got up early Sunday morning. He got up. He got up. Don't want nobody to walk.
Fireless and a planet, a crystal and a cell, a jellyfish and a saurian, and caves where the cavemen dwell. Then a sense of law and beauty, and a face turned from the clod. Some call it evolution, and others call it God. Some call it evolution, and others call it God. The haze on the far horizon, the infinite tender sky, the ripe rich tint of the cornfields, and the wild geese sailing high, and all over upland and lowland, the charm of the golden rod. Some of us call it autumn, and others call it God. Some of us call it autumn, and others call it God. Like tides on the crescent sea beach, when the moon is new and thin, into our hearts high yearnings come, welling and surging in. Come from the mystic ocean, whose rim no foot has trod. Some of us call it longing, and others call it God. Some of us call it longing, and others call it God. A picket frozen on duty, a mother starved for her brood, Socrates drinking the hemlock, and Jesus on the rood, and millions who humble and nameless the straight heart pathway plod. Some call it consecration, and others call it God. Some call it consecration, and others call it God. Fireless and a planet, a crystal and a cell, a jellyfish and a saurian, and caves where the cavemen dwell. Then a sense of law and beauty, and a face turned from the clod. Some call it evolution, and others call it God. Some call it evolution, and others call it God.
Jesus, I know I've neglected to do the little things, the big things you wanted me to. I've let you down, Jesus, that's not hard to see. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me.
Stand by me, Jesus, for guilt me somehow. If there's any hope left, don't leave me now.
I might be worth saving, I'm trying to be.
Jesus, don't give up on me.
It's late, I know, and I've made But don't turn the light out, don't lock the gate. Forgiveness and patience, that's all I need. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me.
Stand by me, Jesus, forgive me somehow. If there's any hope left, don't leave me now.
I might be worth saving, I'm trying to be.
Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me.
So many things happening in the world today that I don't understand. And even if I could, there's so many of them that I couldn't change. But I'm happy this evening to know that I have a Father who can.
I
I can't make the lightning flash across the land. Oh, oh.
By an angel into Abraham's bosom.
Oh, yeah.
The rich man also died.
Yes.
And was buried.
Yes.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes.
Yes.
Being in torment.
Yes.
And seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Yes,
and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in
yes,
water. And cool my tongue.
Yes, yes.
For I'm tormented in this flame.
Yes.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good thing.
Yes.
And likewise Lazarus evil thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's confident. And thou art tormented.
Yes.
And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed.
Uh-huh.
So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot,
mm-hmm.
neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house.
Yes. Uh-huh.
For I have five brethren,
mm-hmm.
that he may testify unto them,
yes.
lest they come to this place of torment.
Yes, sir.
Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophet.
Uh-huh.
Let them hear them.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead,
yes.
they will repent.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophet, neither shall they be persuaded
yes,
to one rose from the dead.
Yes.
From this scripture tonight,
yes, Lord.
We want to glean a thought for a few minutes
yes.
from these words. When I could, I would. Now I want to, but I can't.
That's all right.
When I could,
all right.
I wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
Now I want to, but I can't.
Hey!
You notice in the subject we didn't say when I could, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
For didn't is a lesser verb.
Yeah.
It might have denoted that we forgot to do something.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Amen.
But in the subject we said when I could,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't.
I would. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Now I want to, but I can't. Let us know that we knew something ought to have been done.
Yes, sir.
But we were too lazy or too self-indulgent to do what we needed to have done.
Come on, preacher.
These words are sad words.
Yes,
they're always spoken in regret and remorse. They're always spoken on the next day after the day of pay that we should have done what we should have. There was somebody wrote once about people putting off today for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow is only found on a fool's calendar.
Yes, sir.
But I read somewhere once where it said lost yesterday
uh-huh.
between the hours of sunrise and sunset.
Yes, sir.
There were two golden eyes. Each one paid with 60 diamond
men.
But no reward was offered.
Yeah.
For they were gone forever.
Oh, yeah.
Lost yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The people who lost the time yesterday
yeah.
might be found saying these words.
Yeah.
When I could,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yes, sir.
Now I want to, but I can't.
Yeah.
These are some sad words.
Yes, sir.
Let us look briefly in the history
mm-hmm.
and see if we can hear these words being echoed down the corridor of time.
Yes, sir.
Or let us go back to the year of 1912. They tell me that a great ship left England
uh-huh.
on its way to America.
Oh, yeah.
This ship was supposed to have been unsinkable.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to have been invincible.
Right. Yeah.
So when they left out, they didn't take precaution and put on enough life raft.
Uh-huh.
They were so sure that it wouldn't sink.
Come on, preacher.
But to tell me that when they got out in the Atlantic,
uh-huh.
that for some reason God had an buried there. Uh-huh. Now, man said it wasn't supposed to have been there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to tell you tonight that there's something that man does not root. So when it ran into this iceberg, they tell me it ripped the ship. And then they found out that the ship was gonna sink. But can you imagine the captain? After he got everybody on board,
come on, preacher, come on.
That was able to get on the few life rafts he had. Can you imagine him going back into his office? Sitting down at his desk. Listening to the screaming of the children. The crying of the women. The wailing of the men. Can you hear him saying these words?
Yes, sir.
When I could, I wouldn't. I want to, but I can't.
Yeah.
It was too late then.
Yeah.
The ship was saying that I must move on to another time in history. The year of 1900 and 41. When the Second World War had just begun, Adolf Hitler stretched out his paw for the European countries in the war. Didn't do it by himself, but he went out to plan. Out for the battle called No Man Land. Hitler told the men, you need not fear, for I myself will be the engineer. No Japanese will be satisfied pretending to be on neither side. Got him a ticket to the United States. He had the rules there. He was communicating. Didn't act like a man, didn't order, sneaked around for the order. Can't you hear I'm saying in Washington, but I could, I wouldn't, and I want to, but I didn't. The word of the living God, Bible, is old, yet it's new. Bible, look down and see me, and feel. Bible, that's the only hope we got. That hope is in Christ Jesus. Let me call up the hair. Get on board. Preached 120 years. We laughed at him. We made fun of him. Oh, the rain is falling. I'm showing up to get on board. Oh, I can hear him saying the words of our text. You and me, your land, Jesus, well, he was here, said, the same way it was in the old day, it's gonna be our time. Married, get me married, oh, Lord, the time. For some of you out there, talking about God's day, oh, let me tell you, you might say you were, but I could, I wouldn't, I don't want to know what you say now. Call him, baby, I got to call him. One more witness. Look at him, I see a man standing in a temple with his eyes punched sound. In between two poles.
Come on now.
Why didn't they want to be strong like Samson? They wanted to tear him down. Well, Lord, I'm standing there, getting ready to direct the temple now. Oh, Lord, the woman he loves so much, standing outside, looking at him laughing. Oh, Samson, before you leave here tonight, before you destroy the temple, have you got anything to say to us? Living in 1976, I hear him saying, when I cool. Home, I'm standing now. See your mother, tears running down her eyes. What's wrong, mother? He'll sin. The judge told me I can't have my son. I can't raise him. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. All she's saying, I could. That four out of five men end up in the divorce. People got so much pride, they say I'm sorry. When I could, I wouldn't, I want to, but I can't. Let's go around to the church now. Church, I've been divided a long time. Denomination, stand on one corner. Another denomination, stand on another corner. Come on, I'm right.
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. I hope you've enjoyed this very strange show. We heard two long, long sermon excerpts. That last one is Reverend Jody Holmes' 1976 LP. We heard the entire first side of a sermon record called When I Could, I Wouldn't, Now I Want to, But I Can't. And I don't know if you have heard this or not, but I myself was recently awarded a grant from the Knight Arts Foundation, the Knight Foundation is one of their Knight Arts grants. I'll get this stuff right soon. It's a matching grant, and we're going to be doing a series of reissues, which will be really fun, and I will talk more about it later. This happened in November. I believe this is the first time I'm mentioning it. But that record is really top on my own personal list of hopefully I'll be able to reissue that. I just really love this sermon where the band kicks in a third of the way through or so, and on the other side, which I believe I've played the other side at least once before, they really kick in, and it's such a neat record. I'm going to go back to the start of the set. We heard the Gullett Family, Crumbs from the Table, the Goldman LP, I'm So Glad He Found Me. Reverend W.T. Sneed was the first sermon excerpt we heard. We heard most of Side 2, Dead End Street, is his sermon album on Songbird from the 1970s. Sebastian Temple, Each in His Own Tongue, The Universe is Singing on the GIA label. That was that weird sort of humanist Christian, science Christian song. Kind of neat. And then we heard Charlie Pride, Jesus Don't Give Up on Me, Did You Think to Pray? It's the name of the record that's on RCA. Then the new sounding track is very new, or within the last year I was sent this record, and I haven't had a opportunity to play it until now, and we'll definitely be going back to that, the Through and Through Gospel Review track called Reach Out, and the record is called On the Lord's Wrecking Crew. Then we heard the Gospel Interns with I Have a Father Who Can off of I Can't Afford to Let My Savior Down on Heartwarming. And then we heard a bit of the singing hymnals in between there. I just decided I didn't love the song. And now we're going to hear the Union Valley Gospel Singers, and I know I love this. They're going to sing us out with I Can Almost See the Lights of Home from their second LP, Many Mansions on Marbone. I hope you like. I hope you have a great week. I hope you tune in next week. Thanks for listening.
Looking for me when you reach heaven. keep looking, for me I'll be there. If I'm not